Three, two, one. Hello and welcome to another Bertie and Paul podcast, our Celtic podcast. We done one last week and we're back again. Things have changed and I'm delighted to be joined by Martin Henry. How are you getting on, Chief?
Yeah, doing well, thanks. Long time no speak. You doing all right?
Yeah, good. Yeah, really good. Great weekend. Fantastic weekend and really good time back in Scotland. And it was a phenomenal weekend. It really was a great weekend. So yeah, yourself, you feeling good? Everything good?
Yeah, good. Busy. Went to the match Saturday. Busy rounding about it, but aye, all good.
So we'll start in the match then. I was doing my silly Grand National stuff, so I had a UCD hockey game I had to go and watch, or Josh was ball boying, so I was sort of filtering out of the game. But yeah, just let's forget about yesterday until we get to it. But the Celtic, I mean, you actually see the Celtic possession stats compared to last week. I mean, Alistair Johnson's got like 117 touches compared to, what, 40 the week before. So going into the game, you're thinking, you're pretty pumped, weren't you? It's good atmosphere. It's just good. It's a good, we've got ourselves in a good position.
Yeah, I think the match itself, obviously, at this stage of the season, you just want the wins coming.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of got to that point. If you win every match 1-0 now, you're done. But, you know, first half, I actually thought we were quite poor in the first half.
Was that midfield?
Came out firing. Well, ironically, I actually thought Alistair Johnson was one of the worst players in the park in the first half. His passing was off. He was having a very bad day at the office. But then, second half, him and the rest of the team just really found their feet. And, you know, it was 3-0, but it was a proper beatdown in the second half, which was good to see.
I mean, the likes of Hatate, I mean, everybody's going to go to him because he's the player that scores the goals. Right? I mean, is he giving us a different change-up in the midfield, or is it Iwata that's catching the eye from your sort of viewpoint?
Iwata doesn't do a lot for me. Especially in these home matches where a lot of the criticism this season has been that we play side to side or we play side to back. And he's a key part of that. It's very rare when you're watching him that his passes are go forward. Mm-hmm. So as much as he's doing a job at the moment, I don't think, certainly not at home, where teams come and, you know, pack up their half of the pitch a bit more. Mm-hmm. He doesn't really have much of a range of passing, I don't think.
Forward.
He keeps the shape of the midfield, and he's obviously a bit more, you know, he plays with discipline. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of part of that role, isn't it? Kind of playing that pivot role that, you know, you're passing probably, you are making a lot more passes, but they are probably a lot of the time shorter, sideways and back the way. But mm-hmm. I think at home, especially when you know teams are going to sit in, it would be good if there was just a little bit more creativity from him. But, you know, he's doing the job he's being asked to do.
The tempo seemed, I don't know, did it seem a bit quicker in the second half? The game, the Johnson crossing and the way they were going about their second half, it seems as if we definitely, our tempo increased. And that, you would usually put that down to McGregor, but he wasn't there. So
yeah, I just think the urgency of the situation probably hit home as well, because mm-hmm. if you don't win that game, you know, or even if you drew that, you're thinking, oh, that's it, we're snookered now. So I think the players probably knew we need to go get our arms around this and, you know, go make a really, really positive impact at the start of this half and get on top of St Mirren and not let go of them, which is what they did.
It's great, wasn't it? I mean,
so I would have said it was just a collective effort. It wasn't, I don't think one player particularly stood out. I just think they all came out and were just like, we need to go for it now. There's no playing our way in. It's all or nothing. And you know, the crowd obviously respond to that type of thing as well and give them the backing and help lift the energy levels.
I think that, I mean, Hart, Vickers, O'Reilly, Kyogo, and Hatate, then that's decent. And if Johnson starts coming in with, I mean, the cross to Kyogo's brilliant, isn't it? Like that's a zip about your play, then that's what you need. That's what you need. You need 10, 15, 20 minutes of Celtic just going that. We'd like to see it for 90 minutes, but historically, if we get a half out of this team, then you're happy enough, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think that part of it's the shape of the team as well. And I know it's just like the modern way, but the wingers are just, as soon as they get the ball, not so much Maeda, because he's got the pace to just almost, you know, kick the ball up the touchline and chase it. But
yeah,
the rest of the time, typically, as soon as Kuhn, especially on Saturday, as soon as he gets the ball, he's drifting inside. Yeah, constantly. Okay. It's just not the, just don't think there's the space the way this team's set up to do that. So we definitely were more effective in the second half when Johnston, we didn't successfully do it once in the first half, but just was like taking it upon himself to get up the park and get to the byline and hit, you know, just play traditional football, stretch the opposition and get it wide and then fired it across the face of goal.
It's good to do. I mean, like, we've got other options as well. I mean, we've got other options to score different types of goals now. And to be honest, all we can see is five. I mean, I know we've got the semi-finals at the weekend. All you can really see is five games, can't you? And Celtic just they just have to find a way every single game. And I mean, the other thing is that the goal scorer, Hatate get on the goal scoring sheet, that usually means a couple more's coming. He just keeps scoring, you like him or not. It doesn't matter if it's a dodgy goal or whatever, he's still scoring, he's still showing that appetite. Kyogo scoring, all these things for a Celtic team, just it's good for us to have that sort of, those type of players ticking over, getting their goals, you know.
Yeah, but definitely.
To get that, we need to get that sort of collective, right, let's get this done. And to do it in the second half was better. When Rodgers had said, no, we're going to come out and smash them in the first half. I mean, these things don't tend to happen now with Celtic. Maybe we need a change, but that's for the summer chats, you know what I mean? But that's, at the moment, we do exactly what you've got, and three goals is good for the goal advantage as well, you know?
Yeah. No, it was definitely...
Palmer had another one. I don't know what he was doing.
When he came on. He kind of is... He's got a great touch and great ability to beat a man, but the decision-making wasn't quite keeping up with the rest, with his feet. The brain and feet weren't quite talking to each other, I don't think.
You know what I noticed in the Glasgow Celtics shop? It was Palmer and Maeda. With the main characters, maybe they weren't selling their scarves, but definitely their faces were seen. So you can notice wee things like that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's but yeah, I mean, again, it's another player on the football pitch. It's another player ready to go, and hopefully ready to shine. And you hope then, if you're buying players, and I know Yang, and I know everybody, but it gets to that stage where, like, maybe money does give you sort of winners that can get us over the line here. This is where hopefully you get a wee bit more bang for your buck in terms of class. And Hatate's goal is class, you know.
Oh, it was a very, very classy touch and shoot, getting the ball out from under his feet.
I mean, we're talking... you're talking what, a year and a half ago, a year and a bit ago, so or wee bit, yeah, February time. I mean, you were thinking 25 million, he's going down to the Premier League. He's kind of lost his way, injuries and stuff like that, but he's still that player. He's still he's still definitely that player. I mean
it's amazing that when Brendan Rodgers came in, he was picking Turnbull ahead of him.
Yeah, he dropped him, yeah. Yeah,
and then obviously the more he saw of Turnbull, he was thinking, right, I'm getting shot of you.
I don't know, maybe it's Hatate's sort of his attitude. I don't know. You never really know with Rodgers. You know, he'll redefine his story every time things will change. But certainly, yeah, he did definitely was dropped, definitely, wasn't he? He was sort of saying Hatate wasn't he was coming across as if it wasn't his cup of tea. Look, energy, performance, Rangers game for 45, 50 minutes. He, or 45, definitely for a half, he was the main man in the pitch. And that's what we need. That's exactly why he gets new contracts and stuff like that. It's just for next five, then we can make decisions later on. Yeah, I'm delighted. I was delighted. I'm like, for all I hate that day that is not everybody's cup of tea and all that. I just quite like people like enjoying playing for Celtic. And he kind of is enjoying playing for Celtic. He might not be the quality finisher. He might be a bit rough around the edges, but he's enjoying his experience. And I've had many players that have came up Celtic parking loan and never enjoyed their experience. So I'm quite happy for him to be hanging around for the next five games. We'll see what happens after that, or six, seven games. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was just good. It was precious as well. I was up somewhere watching the Grand National. Celtic hadn't scored. I was panicking. And then Maximus came in about 13, was it 3:13 or 3:14? Then he sees this sort of bang, Celtic have scored. I was delighted, absolutely delighted. So there we go. So all good. Celtic are. It's actually quite good that you forget about the Rodgers conversation. You forget about all that stuff. The summer's coming. Celtic play better historically than nice weather, and we just need to enjoy this weekend, enjoy, and then see exactly what happens in the next couple of days. So,
yeah.
So let's just look at, before we look at what happened on Sunday, I mean, let's look at Hendo's expectations chart. You're not expecting us to win every game now, are you?
I think the story of this season is that whoever wins the league will have done everything within their power to not win the league, it feels like.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Rangers chucking in a loss away at Ross County at this stage is a bit of a shocker for them. But I still don't have total confidence that we'll go 5 from 5 and take maximum points. You would hope at this point we can just get it together and we can get 5 from 5. I just don't trust this team. I could still see this team doing what Rangers did and losing a match, and then I think I won't start feeling confident. In fact, I probably won't be confident until we're lifting the thing.
Like helicopters in the sky.
But the point before that, I think probably play them second in the split. That's what it's been the last 2 years prior, so I don't know why it would be different this year. So I think if we have one more league match, we win it, there's 4 games to go and we play Rangers and we beat Rangers, and then it's 3 games to go and we've stretched our lead to, let's say it's 4 points. Let's assume they beat Dundee, pull it back to 1 point behind. If we beat them, we go 4 ahead. 3 games left, I think I would start feeling more confident at that point. But I just don't know.
But is it the case now that this is a, like, you know, that way people were talking about DTI Gat and stuff like that, and Gat and Petta, or you get different sort of little formulas down the years, or maybe a 3 month stretch, a team that just, I like that team, I like that Celtic team. Is it not the case now that we're actually in this wee world? Okay, we don't have McGregor, but he is kind of kicking around. We might just have enough magic, enough different types of players to get this over the line, just because this is a nice wee period for Celtic. You get my drift? All the stuff that's happened, and I get what you're saying. I'm not blasé about this at all. But it might be the chance that we've actually got, like, Yang's happy, the crowd's behind us, everything's put behind us, and we just concentrate in the five games. And so I think that might be happening. But yeah, you're right. This team just seems to be, even Kuhn is playing better as well. So there's more, and then it's Joe Hart's last couple of games. So maybe this is enough. There's enough ingredients to give us something, or maybe make a few heart attacks down the way, but I don't know. You get my drift?
Yeah, I mean, it should be. But as I say, there's been the fact that it is a race this season, given how far ahead we were, isn't great. So, yeah, I think until the whistle blows on the last day of the season, that's confirmed. I just won't feel totally confident. Whereas normally at this stage, you'd be nailing your colours to the mast and just saying, yeah, I think we're going to win it. Keep going, confident we'll get the wins we need. Whereas, yeah, there's just something about this season and the way it's gone that you won't be surprised if we chuck in a draw.
But yeah, again, like Derek McInnes, and I mean, we cannot let Naismith beat us again. I will not be happy with that at all if that goes down. But just these also as well, the really interesting part of this split and all your discussions today and what's up about it is it generally creates. I mean, you could have an argument. Which you probably tell me I'm talking rubbish, but that was Rangers playing in Sunday, a team that was fully on it, and the reason why they're on it is because they're fighting for their lives, and the split and all that sort of stuff and all that sort of moral that they've got to play teams and different teams drop down and all that carry on, it really focuses their mind. You could say that was Rangers playing at, like, it doesn't matter if they're 11th, that was a team playing for their wages, playing for contracts, playing for their livelihoods. And that does create a more difficult game than Ross County in a November night when they just got them, score two goals and Tav gets a penalty kick. It just creates a different circumstance for it. It's harder. I quite like it. Well, I loved it on Sunday, but definitely that Ross County really stuck to their as sports people. They know they've got to do X, Y, and Z. They've done it really well. So yeah. So I like this time of year. And I think with people like Atati, Kyogo, when in St Mirren and Kelly will come out and play us, and that might just help Celtic. Maybe they won't. But they don't need to be as. Do they not handle? They need to be as defensive against us now. They've got their top six.
Well, they were already top six before we kicked a ball on Saturday. So there's an argument that they'll be on their holidays, because realistically they're not going to be able to catch Hearts. They're not going to catch Kelly either. So they're only playing for fifth or sixth. The kind of first major milestone for them's done, and it's not really going to materially change for them. They're not going to catch Hearts, they're not going to catch Kelly, so they don't really have much more, skin in the game.
So I mean, the other thing is as well, is we just need to blow away Kelly and Hearts just for my conscience, you know what I mean? Because that was just shocking letting happen to the start of the season. But then Celtic have been like 15, 16 games now. They're with a really good run. So, and also what happens then though is the split sometimes, it's just the first couple of games and that's it. You know, we've not had historically the first couple of games and that's it, put to bed. So maybe that'll happen again, because it looks like Rangers have hit a buffer. But it might not be. I don't know. I mean. So what did you think of the? I just genuinely did not think Rangers would drop points against Ross County. But once you started to watch the game, you realised that it was a forlorn hope.
Yeah, it was just a different I watched the first half because I had to take Noah out of class. I only saw the first half, and I was watching it actually thinking, Ross County are doing quite well here, and then they scored an own goal, and Dessers actually had at least one very good chance. He skied it out the park, but thought, oh, they'll score again, that'll be that, and then took Noah out, and then as I was coming out the gym, the TV was on, I could see people gathered around it, and Rangers had a penalty, and I was like, oh, there's a shock. And then I saw the score, and it was sitting at 3-1. I was like, what the hell's happened here? Yeah, they didn't get it going at all. I just thought they would get in at halftime 1-0, and then maybe get one more, get a penalty, get it to 2-0. Not good for them. But I think in their last 12 points available, I think did they say on the radio tonight they've only picked up 4 or something?
It's 2 wins out of 7. I didn't see that. Like, I'm totally focused on Celtic. I just thought Rangers were going to win every single game. Penalty to Rangers. In the last 4 games, they keep getting penalty kicks to get them back into games. I just thought this was going to be so hard. And it still is. I just couldn't believe that they let... And then I started thinking about Neil Lennon when Neil Lennon went to Inverness. Remember that game? And we're just like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
It just starts to drift away from you. It's difficult games, places they go to, especially, and they keep right down that Tavernier side and just bump, like, done them, like, just ran through it. They stuck to their game plan. And it was brilliant. It was absolutely, what a weekend. Like, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that they would do that. And then, even with their penalty kick, they were nowhere near it. You know what's really funny? Like, some of the Rangers fans is saying, oh, we're getting beat by a group of journeymen, but you're like, you know what I mean, apart from Goals and Tavernier, everybody else in their team are journeymen as well. I didn't think Philip Clement would let the Dundee game get to him, but it looks like it did. It looks like the Dundee thing seems to have got to Rangers, and yeah, I'm absolutely over the moon, delighted.
Yeah, I mean, at this time of the season as well, I mean, I don't know how much training they're still doing, especially if you've got a midweek match. So, I mean, it was only Dundee. They weren't travelling to Russia or something and the game was called off.
Mars or somewhere.
Yeah, so I could get it. Yeah, it's not like they won't have trained or had the opportunity to train or that the players are desperate for fitness. Yeah, don't get me wrong, it's an inconvenience, but it shouldn't have had an impact on your match on the Sunday. If anything, it should have helped because you didn't play the match. You know, so
yeah.
Arguably you were fresher because you went 7 days game to game.
I think you've seen a different Clement in the last 7-8 days. So he wasn't saying much, he was doing it well, doing his press conference, just getting on with it. I think after a 3-3 moral victory chat, which was just brilliant. Then he went on and asked, tell everybody to play every game, the game again, any team again, we go to Mars. But then it turned out the Rangers don't want to play, you know what I mean? And this sort of rhetoric is coming out with him. And I don't know if he's feeling pressure or the Rangers is beginning to seep into him and he's beginning to seek. It was really funny. I think it was John Robertson and Billy Dodds on the radio, and they do sound very similar to each other, so kind of, I don't know why you put both of them on. He was saying, don't give football players excuses. And you wonder, when he said, we're not using this excuse, but then he rattled off the Dundee game. And you're like, well, okay, fine, but Rangers, those type of players do go back to their excuses, and I go back to the Celtic game where we hammered them in the first half, and then they come back in, and yeah. I didn't see it coming. I just thought they'd cheat their, I mean, call a spade a spade, I thought they'd cheat their way to the league. I mean, we end up with Rodgers, and we'd just be like, but Rodgers came out fine, and Celtic have come out fine, and I'm absolutely over the moon. But I generally, in my head, I thought they're just going to, you know, 2-0 Ross County, beat Dundee, apparently, blah, 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 and they'll just get this done. But I think Clermont is let it get to them, and I'm delighted with that as well, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think there would be more weight in the argument if they'd lost on Sunday, if they'd played on a heavy pitch at Dundee on Wednesday.
Yeah.
You know, and it was energy sapping and stuff. But the fact that you've not played a match would actually have been favourable, because if you're playing on a bad surface, soft surface, you know, players will be popping muscle injuries. So the fact of the matter is, they had an extra week for players to recover from a really hard match on the Sunday against Celtic. So if anything, it was favourable that they didn't play the match. And, you know, they'll go again this Wednesday. And
all eyes are on them, you know.
Yeah, I mean, big test for them, because if they drop more points, it's more little steps for us towards the trophy. But you kind of almost just need to stop watching them now. It's hard at this stage of the season, and just say, if we win 5 games, we win the league. And actually, if we win probably
4.5 games,
the one against them, then you maybe only have to win another, the next 3-4 tops. So,
but it's the thing about Celtic. Like, you go back to Postecoglou, and we're rolling out games of winning, and a couple of seasons where we just win. The strange thing about it is that this season, because they put a run together, it's just it's leaving as like a really good finish to the season. Even though you could sit back and say, right, rubbish, blah, blah. Actually, in a strange roundabout way, like, the weekend was full of Celtic. It was brilliant. It was a great weekend, the Masters. And that Rangers game was just, like, it galvanises the club, and it shows you what it's like to win the league with Celtic. And it is over 38 games or 39 games, whatever. And we just have to just get there. And it's really exciting, even though that it's not been exciting, but now it's exciting. You get my drift? I don't have to sit at home and watch Brendan Rodgers churn out wins or whatever, but I definitely think it's given us an edge. And
well, I think it's exciting because probably 2 weeks ago, you're thinking, if we go to Ibrox and lose, it's over.
Yeah.
And actually, if we go to Ibrox and draw, it's still, you know, it's still Rangers to lose. Yeah. So I think the excitement comes from, we won on Saturday, we're still in it, still got them to play at home, but then they've not picked up points this weekend, which kind of gives you a bit more belief again. Well, actually, we can do this.
I think that football is interesting because, like, Rangers fans are actually a very good example of this, right? Like, 4 seconds before, like, if you read the Heart and Hand headlines for the podcast, it's like, we're back in business.
Which I will never, ever do.
I know, but if you look at them, it's all about, we're back in business, we're going to win this, steady, you know what I mean, steady the ship, we're on our way, and then it just goes off a cliff. But really, you should be able to watch football and say, right, okay, that if you watch the first half against Celtic Rangers, Ibrox, they've got all the people that, I mean, just mad people in the stadium. We're getting hammered. And Celtic just go out there and play possession football and move the ball around. And at that point in time, every person can gauge and say, who's the best team in Scotland? And it's Glasgow Celtic. There is no doubt. Yeah. Okay, we can't legislate for beating. We can't legislate for nicky fouls. We can't legislate what happened in the first, second half. We could, but it didn't. Actually, looking at that game, you know that the best team in Scotland is still Glasgow Celtic. That's a fact. Now, that if you watch Cantwell and that, he's just slow. He's carrying, he's towing a caravan. But the Rangers players know that as well. Now they know that Celtic are back to a level, and it doesn't matter how much social media you put in. It doesn't matter if you turn around and say I'm going to play you in Mars. It doesn't matter if Dundee a game has to get played at Tynecastle or Murray Park, whatever. Celtic are the best team in Scotland, and I think that's we've shown that for the first time. I think in my head for a while. We're at it. And Celtic played amazingly well in the first half. And I think we can get better, hopefully. And deal with pressure better.
Yeah, I think the problem with the team is I haven't played like champions a lot of the time this season. And they need to stay focused and stay consistent, which again, they just haven't been doing. So, you know, they were the champions. I mean, they're, you know, no one's champions for 23, 24 yet. And there's no point in playing like champions against Rangers and then not following up with the victories against the other teams, which, you know, in our defence so far, it's one from one post. That match, and Rangers are 0-1, so you know we are looking more like the champions should. But you know we just need to take it a game at a time now, because we've seen that this team is partial to dropping points, whether that be a draw or a loss. And realistically, that game against Arch, whenever it comes in the split, it's going to be like a cup final for us, because we've lost to them home and away, back to back, which is pretty unheard of for us. So, you know, that's going to be a major obstacle to overcome.
Hearts, man. I can't stand Naismith. I actually can't stand the man. Or half the man. He's half a man, isn't he? I just can't stand him. I actually can't believe we let them. Oh, geez, that was a shocking weekend. But the fact is that, again, go back to it, Kyogo's playing better. Adea's scoring. Hatate's there. McGregor will come back. I mean, the semi-final, I don't really know what that does. But the semi-final, the cup, we just got to win the league to get the money. And I think also the Rangers fans, we've got to remember the Rangers fans' reaction. I mean, they're celebrating that victory on the weekend or 2 weekends ago against Celtic. And then they go to Ross and they're getting absolutely bawled out and they want to have goals tonight. And that does affect, historically, that will affect Rangers when they're playing at home if it doesn't go that well for them. I mean, I don't know what they expect from their team. And I'm quite happy with it if they put more pressure on their players to come back and play, and it doesn't go well. And that's what I'm delighted about Celtic. Maybe it wasn't going that well for us in the first half, but Hendo, we came out and sorted it, and that's a mark of champions, Martin. That's a mark of champions.
Yeah, I mean, as I say, it was a total collective. It wasn't like, you know, it was a collective in the first half, and that 11 players weren't, well, I'll maybe exclude Joe Hart because he had nothing to do, but 10 players were not playing well at the same time, but in the second half, they all were, which is exactly what we needed them to realise and come out and do at the start of the second half.
Yeah, I'm delighted. I'm so happy. And we know this. I love, you know, you don't like it as much, but I love all the social media stuff. The Paddy Power thing about your man, 11 and a half years. And his girlfriend thought he was asking him to marry him. And it was Sevco, never change. It's just fantastic. And your man saying, one of the fans, the Rangers saying, when the going gets tough, we just become bottlers. It's just brilliant. Like, absolutely music to my ears. I mean, I know I'm a big child, but I just love every single one of that sort of stuff. But in the back of it, I'm enjoying it, but you still know we've still got to go and do some stuff, and this could all fall apart. So
no, I think that's the thing. I think it's too easy to almost think, well, that's it now. And as I say,
There's no way. This
just can't trust the Celtic team at the moment.
he was sitting here next one day, and the Rangers had 5 penalty kicks and Celtic 0-0, and you'd just be like, oh, here we go again. And then, yeah, you're up against the referees and all that, carry on. So just, that's fingers crossed. Celtic see nothing in the paper, keep it quiet. Dundee game, whatever happens that game. Again, but you're right, Hindo, that's another game they've got to play, plus the semi-final, you know what I mean? So there's loads of pressure coming to each team, and hopefully our team will have the quality and the players to deal with it. And like, and the thing is, Hindo, Celtic is the best club in the world to play for when these, you've got these chances to win trophies and win leagues. Like, there's no better club in the world. So, like, look at Bayer Leverkusen at the weekend. Like, geez, once you get it, it's amazing. All is forgotten. Just get the league. Get the Scottish Cup, you know what I mean? It's fantastic.
No, I know. I'm kind of, that's kind of where my head's at. I'm just like, I kind of forget that we're even in the Cup.
I don't care. So, I mean, but there's something to go and get, but there's someone to fight for your place. As a Yang needs to get in, you need to get in the team. So there's something still willing to fight for. And if you get that at the end of it, but yeah, it's all about the league. But yeah, I'm delighted. Absolutely delighted. So we'll speak to you next week, hopefully, Dundee. But that's the other thing as well. Like, the Rangers are going at, like, Dundee. They're making enemies along the way. You know? So it's not a good time to do that either.
I mean, hopefully it kind of motivates Dundee to play against them because of the back and
animosity.
Forth. But
animosity.
But we'll see. We'll see what happens.
You're slagging them off. You're slagging them off.
On the night. But yeah, it'd be good if it was another sticky night and a minging pitch for them. Pick up a few injuries along
the
way as well.
Look at that window. What's the weather like in Scotland? It's nice. It's been raining off and on here. In Dublin, what's the weather like in Scotland? It's still
hammering it down on and off. Lots of rainbows. Yeah.
Nice. Keep it going, keep it going. Keep those rain dances.
I know.
I'll be stuck to my TV screen. Will it be on the TV?
Well, I don't know, because it's on at the same time as Champions League. So I thought there was always a thing that you couldn't have matches on at the same time as Champions League.
I'll be with a tranny. Get a tranny out, you know what I mean?
Oh,
very exciting. It's all very exciting. Well, there you go. Well, thank you so much for that, young man. And I will talk to you hopefully next week at some stage. Dan's away to Spain, I think, and Mikey Dahl's not around. So it's all good. And just come on, that's just another weekend. Like, that would be great to have another weekend like this. Are you getting tickets for the semi-final? No?
No.
No.
Yeah, then.
Can't wait. I'm just absolutely delighted the weekend happened, and thanks for talking to us, and hail, enjoy the rest of the evening, and hopefully it just keeps raining. Come on.
I know. Right, no worries.
Always looking the bright side of life and all that. I mean, just keep raining.
I know.
Oh, fantastic. All the best. Take care. See you.
Right, you too. Bye. Cheers. Hail. Bye.